And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Doc, you do just a tremendous job helping people. How many years you been doing this now?
Oh, gosh, I'd say since 1965. So we're talking about, 70 years?
That's amazing. Let's go to Roberta, west of the Rockies in Tucson, Arizona. Welcome to the show. Hi, Roberta. Roberta, are you with us?
Hello?
Well, Roberta is not with us. Let's go to you, Pete. Peter in Asheville, North Carolina. Hi, Pete.
Hey, George. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing all right. Great show. You know, you just get better like good wine, you know. I wanted to make a just a brief comment and then two specific health questions. I had like a back injury, and they were doing this testing on my nerves, and they hooked up this little, you know, machine that sent electrical impulses through my, you know, my feet and my legs and things like that. But what was strange is the next day, like, this mild neuropathy I'd been developing in my feet, like, disappeared. And I went back and talked to the guy, and there's something wrong with our system where he seemed to make it seem like it was almost illegal for some normal person to just own something like that, and you had to have some license, when it was just like, you know, something I probably could have built as a teenager with a Radio Shack with a kit, you know. But anyway, I just wanted to make a comment. It may not be in the doctor's wheelhouse about electromagnetism in the body and electricity, but maybe you can comment. The two specific health questions: my mother has Parkinson's, and I was wondering if there was any sort of nutrients, minerals he could suggest for that, both, you know, gut-related and non-gut-related. And then the second question is, I have PVCs, kind of a mild arrhythmia, so I take a beta blocker. Is there anything maybe that could get me off that, or any kind of minerals, nutrients? And I, you know, I take tons of magnesium, so I already know that. Okay, that's it. Thank you very much.
All right, Peter, thank you.
PVCs?
He's gone, Doc.
Okay, so I'm assuming he's talking about a regular heartbeat kind of thing.
Yeah, he's on a beta blocker, and you've been doing some marvelous work in the Parkinson's field, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. And, of course, Parkinson's is a demyelinating disease where the brain loses the white matter of the brain, and you start getting short-circuiting and so forth. And it's one of those things where you have to give the body what it needs to repair itself. Now, here's a beautiful thing about it. Number one, people with Parkinson's disease need to get rid of all the bad foods: no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats, no sugar, no carbonated drinks, no buckwheat. They need to go ahead and have make sure they're eating two or three eggs twice a day with soft yolks, not fried, to help rebuild the myelin. But then I also like the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight per month. Okay, so it's a dose every day per 100 pounds of body weight. If they only weigh 100 pounds, 110 pounds, I could take a half a dose at breakfast, half a dose at dinner. If they weigh 135 pounds or more, I'd have them take two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month, so I can take a full dose twice a day. And then we have a secret sauce for Parkinson's disease. It's called I-26. I-26. It's a rebuilding substance for the myelin, the white matter of the brain's spinal cord. And I take three of them twice a day. I like the chewables. We have chewables. We have pills. We have powder. I like the French vanilla chewables. They're very, very nice. And I'll take three of those two, three times a day. And again, I'm...
And you call it I-26?
I-26, that's right. And it's just, I have so many positive returns. And, of course, you want to do a hair analysis, make sure there's no toxic metals like lead and mercury. If you do, then we have the herbal rainforest. You can take it. The label gives you the dosage. The herbal rainforest will help you get rid of the lead and the mercury. And then, say, 3 months later, after that regimen, you do another hair analysis to see if it's been working for you. But getting rid of the bad foods is equally as important as taking in all the nutrients, because if you're taking in all the nutrients and still eating the bad foods, all the nutrients are winding up in the septic tank.
Good point. Tom, you have a text and tweet for Doc. What do you have?
From Dave in Louisville: have a hip that is bone to bone. Can the doctor please tell me my options?
Without surgery, Doc, what do you have?
Okay. Well, this is actually straightforward, very easy. bone to bone, whether it's osteoporosis and arthritis or arthritis by itself or osteoporosis by itself. I want to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet one's got to go. And then per 100 pounds of body weight, you want to take one healthy brain and heart pack per month. And then you want to take, again, you want to take the glucagel to rebuild the cartilage and ligaments and tendons. Take three of those. I only weigh 142 pounds, and I take three times a day of the glucagel.
And you were a high school wrestler, too, weren't you?
I lettered in wrestling in high school in the University of Missouri. I lettered in football and wrestling at the University of Missouri and in high school.
Your college alma mater is playing for number one in football.
Yeah, I know. And so, I did a lot of sports, and what should I say? By the time I graduated high school, I was already treating people. And, of course, my first big project, I got rid of cystic fibrosis, supposed to be a genetic disease, really just simple nutritional deficiency. I worked with Jerry Lewis. We got rid of muscular dystrophy. And the Muscular Dystrophy Association fired Jerry Lewis, put a gag order on him, and shut down his telethon, even though he'd had it with them for 46 years and raised $2.3 billion for them.
I used to watch that religiously,
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, what a wonderful person he was. And the Muscular Dystrophy Association was so freaked out that we had found the cause, prevention, and cure of muscular dystrophy, they fired Jerry Lewis and shut down his telethon.
Jeez, I love the show when Frank Sinatra brought Dean Martin out and they hugged. That was great.
Yeah. Okay, so these are the sort of things that work. And again, it's very simple. And this is why I like the book Epigenetics. I like the book Dead Doctors Don't Lie. We've sold 20 million copies of that book.
Wow.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie. It's in Spanish and English.
And it's all over the world, yeah.
And the CDs are in like 12 different languages. And so we've sold 20 million copies of that book.
Good for you, Doc. Let's go to Todd in Bellevue, Washington. Hey, Todd, you're on with us.
Thank you, Mr. Norrie and Mr. Wallach and Mr. Tommy. I'd like to ask the doctor about the famous actress Shannon Doherty now. She has had cancer for like several years, and it's gone from her breast to her bones to her brain now. It's a very sad situation. It's treating this late in the game, but how would you recommend treating her?
She's fighting for her life, too, Doc,
yes,
I guess.
Exactly. Well, when you're dealing with cancer, you're dealing with a strange animal, and you have to be very, very aggressive in your approach. No bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks, and then one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. And then you want to really support the immune system, okay? Here's where you want to use the herbal rainforest. It's 12 medicinal herbs in a liquid, okay, herbal rainforest, and that will help you get rid of all the bad stuff that drives cancer. Again, get a hair analysis so you see what's going on with the minerals in your body, with the good minerals and the bad minerals, both. And then also you want to take as many things as you can to improve your immune system. And, of course, I like our Rebounder sports drink. I have three of those drinks a day, and if you're going to use the cans, you want to pop the tops on them at night, put them in the refrigerator, they'll off-gas the bubbly during the night, and you can drink them in the morning. But if you just drink the Rebound powder in the liquids and not in the cans, there's no carbonation in them, and you can just take the powder with you. That's what I do. I take them on the airplane with me so I can dump the powder from my Rebound in the water, where I'm drinking water at the seat in the airplane. The immune system is your best friend when you have cancer.
No doubt about that. Joe in the Queens in New York. Hey, Joseph, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, George. Joe.
Hi, George. Hi, what's up, Doc? How you doing?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I have high blood sugar, and normally my lowest levels are in the morning after fasting, but I did antibiotics about a year and a half ago because of a tooth abscess. And ever since then, my levels are the highest in the morning, and then they go down at night, sometimes even as high as 200. Is it true that I heard that it's because the antibiotics kill the good bacteria as well as the bad bacteria? That's why And that's what's causing that. And what is, what's between probiotics and prebiotics? And would those help? And also neuropathy. What can I do for neuropathy? My feet
are tingling at night. It's hard to sleep. At the beginning, are you talking about blood sugar going up and down, or are you talking about bacteria up and down?
No, the blood sugar. But my blood sugar was usually the lowest in the mornings. But since I took the antibiotics, it's the highest in the mornings. And I was told that's because the antibiotics kill the good bacteria with the bad bacteria.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, antibiotics kill both.
Yeah, so
they're not, you know, they don't choose good or bad. They just, if you're a bacteria, antibiotics will kill them.
How often does that happen, Doc?
Every time. This is why people struggle. I don't know, I've taken all those antibiotics and, you know, I still didn't do very well, blah, 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 blah. And I stopped taking the antibiotics and 6 months later I felt better. And so it's one of those things where I like our colloidal silver. Colloidal silver kills bacteria, fungus, yeast, all kinds of parasites. I take a colloidal silver drops. It looks like water, tastes like water, doesn't have any taste at all. And so I use ours, and I take two droppers full under my tongue when I wake up in the morning, and two droppers under my tongue, say, 15 minutes before breakfast, 15 minutes before lunch, and 15 minutes before dinner time. And it kills, again, bacteria, virus, fungus, and yeast, and parasites. If you take penicillin, it'll get rid of staphylococcus and streptococcus.
Let's go to Jeff in Tennessee now. Hey, Jeffrey, go ahead.
Hey there, George. Y'all, happy New Year to y'all. Y'all my hero. That's what y'all know. But my mother's 76, and back in 2018, she had her first mild stroke or whatever, and she had another one about a couple years ago. But she's having a migraine for about 3 months or so. I was wondering if it might be some of her medication, or it might be a blockage in her brain or head.
Okay. And how old is this lady?
76, Doc.
Okay, 76. And so her main problem is
the strokes.
Headache.
The strokes.
The strokes, okay. So how much does she weigh?
Oh, about 200.
200 pounds, Doc.
200 pounds. Okay. None of the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet one's got to go. And then I want her to have two healthy brain and heart packs a month, the full dose of everything twice a day. Then I want her to have our Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, take three at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner time. And they're going to support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries, including in the brain and the heart and the kidneys. Going to support healthy blood pressure. Okay. And I do that, and I don't have problems, but, you know, I'm all over the place in airplanes and cars and buses and long hours, and so I take the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. I also take the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, and it just works wonders of, you know, cleaning up the arteries and making sure the blood's flowing properly, and it will reduce blood pressure significantly, reduces blood pressure. And so if you're on blood pressure medication, don't cold turkey on the medication, but as your blood pressure begins to go down, you can slowly reduce the medication based on the numbers. And then after a period of a couple of months, you know, talk to your doctor and see if you want to just totally try to give up the medication. But you got to stay on the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. You got to stay on the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Because you need these nutrients. You're not getting them anymore because you're not using wood and coal as fuel and getting the vitamins and minerals that way.
A lot of people suffer from migraines, Doc.
Yeah, well, see, you have to appreciate, George, that the brain is 30% to 80% myelin, the white matter of the brain. And as it begins to go away, you get all these headaches. You get all these different symptoms and different diseases based on the area. And this is why we came up with the book, It's All in Your Head. It goes into about 35, 40 different diseases that occur when you have osteoporosis of the skull squeezing those nerves. And if you're eating all the bad stuff as well as not eating the good stuff, the myelin, the white matter of the brain goes away. And one of the big programs we're working on here, we're going to have a big, big, big news release coming on this in a couple of weeks. And we have so much data for so many research projects about myelin in the brain. In the spinal cord, and doctors sort of ignore that. Oh, it's a genetic thing. There's nothing we can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to treat the symptoms. No, that's not true. I can rebuild. I, I can rebuild the myelin in the brain. I can rebuild the myelin in the spinal cord.
And with food or supplementation?
Supplementation. It's very difficult to do with the food because people won't stick with the diet because it's a very restricted diet. And so I want them to have a good broad diet. I want them to have the 90 essential nutrients. And then, of course, the I-26. I-26. Again, I take three of those tubules at least twice a day, usually three times a day.
When did you develop that?
It's about 2 years old now. And we were having so many people with the problem, and they weren't, what should I say, they weren't really in favor of following all the nutritional things they had to do. So we came up with these tubules. We have a banana, coconut, we have the French vanilla, and these are soft tubules. And then we have capsules, and we do have the powder if you just want to mix it in your breakfast drink.
And Jeffrey, if you missed anything Doc said for your mother, call this number. 1-855-949-RADIO. Just remember that. 1-855-949-RADIO, and they'll help you tonight, tomorrow, the next day. They'll be there for you.
Yeah, and even, George, even people in their 70s and 80s and 90s, when they do this regimen, they show improvement within 2 to 4 weeks.
The website to go to is criticalhealthnews.com. We set a record about an hour ago. Let's do it again when we come back. Just hit that website with your smartphone or your desktop, even though you're probably in bed. But how many people would you say you've helped, Doc? Not counting this show over the years you've done, which could be thousands to millions of people.
No, we've helped more than multi-millions. I would say somewhere more than 5 million people. We're in over 50 countries, and we work day and night. And it's one of those things where people are very smart. And when they talk to somebody and somebody says, yeah, I don't know, I had this disease. I had high blood pressure for 20 years. I took Wallach's product, the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, along with his Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. And 2 weeks' time, my blood pressure problems went away. And so people hear that and they try it, and it works for everybody. It works for everybody. It's not a myth. It's just one of those things that, again, I started learning about this when I was 4 years old, George.
That's really amazing. I
got into the business when I was 9. And
with rabbit pellets.
That's right. Rabbit pellets, calf pellets.
I love that story. You know, the body's like a fine-tuned car, isn't it?
That's correct, and it has all these systems. And see,
you got to keep those parts moving.
Well, even, George, even today, doctors will say, you know, people say, well, what do I do? Do I have to take some vitamins? And doctors say, nah, don't waste your money on vitamins. You just eat well, you get everything you need. Well, doctors who say that should have their licenses suspended.
I love doctors who use what you teach and their modern medicine together, Doc. We're going to come back and take final calls in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. Our final segment with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. 3 weeks from now, pharmacist Ben Fuchs will join us. Then 3 weeks after that, Doc Wallach joins us. 2024, Doc, it's going to go by quickly. You know what? I can feel it.
Busy. It goes by quickly, and we're going to help more people. I'm very excited about this year because I think people are waking up and realize that they have to be part of their health system. They can't depend on doctors and the pharmacies only.
I thought about you this week because they're moving Raja the elephant out of the St. Louis Zoo. They're taking him to a different zoo.
Mm. Yeah, well, that's St. Louis Zoo. I grew up there and worked there a lot. And, of course, Marlon Perkins, he and I did so many things around the world together. That's a great history.
The Wild Kingdom.
Wild Kingdom, that's right.
TV. Let's go to Mark in Ohio to get us started. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey there, George.
Hi, buddy.
The guy with the BA and a half of biology, like I mentioned before.
That's right.
Remember, I tried to get him to give me a half a degree, you know, and they said, how's that again? Anyway, I took anatomy and physiology a long time ago, you know, back in the last century, and the doc knows way more than I do. But anyway, two quick comments, George, and a question about the doc about peanut butter, which I knew you'd be interested in. Anyway, as far as it's a plaque in the arteries. I think EDTA, the chelating agent EDTA.
Mm-hmm. That helps.
Might reduce plaque. Maybe the doc would know that, I'm sure.
He
mentioned that before. Yeah, right, Doc. And the other thing, also, as far as detoxifying, pardon me, detoxifying the liver, as far as I know, I've been taking this for years. Sulforaphane, which is the natural compound in broccoli, and it's also, I believe, in cruciferous vegetables, you know, like Brussels sprouts. And I think MSM would also detoxify the liver. I think it's involved. You know, sulfur is the issue. Sulfur is, you know, a naturally detoxifying agent. And as far in the peanut butter, Doc, I know George, he mentioned before some time ago about eating a lot of peanut butter.
Yep.
I think the natural peanut butter, you know, where the oil rises to the top, you know, it separates the top. I think the natural peanut butter would have more of that aflatoxin, wouldn't it, than a regular processed peanut butter?
Well, the peanut butter, it comes from peanuts that grow in the ground. And, of course, the aflatoxin, the Aspergillus flavus, isn't everywhere, okay? But, you know, it's kind of like poison ivy. It's not everywhere. But where you have it in the ground, the peanuts will have that aflatoxin in them, and you'll be at high risk for liver disease, including liver cancer.
Do the peanut manufacturers, Doc, test for that?
I don't think they do. I don't think they do. And it's one of those things where, actually, sometimes those peanuts will fluoresce in the dark. You know, use fluorescent lights and shut off all the lights and see if the peanuts glow. They've got that aspergillus in them.
If they glow, don't eat it, right?
That's right.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate you being part of the program. Ginger's with us in San Pedro, California, west of the Rockies. Hey, Ginger, go ahead.
Hi, George. I can't believe I got through.
Yes, you did.
I have been a diabetic for over 30 years, and I lost one kidney to renal cell carcinoma. And in this past June, I got sepsis, and my other kidney failed. And so now I'm on dialysis three times a week. And I'm wondering if you have something that might restore my remaining kidney.
Okay. And so basically, how much do you weigh?
About 160.
Okay, so none of the bad stuff, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. You know, the diet one's got to go. And then two healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. You need to take, let's see here, I'd take the herbal rainforest, take three doses a day. That's going to help you get rid of toxins, okay? And you said you had, do you have diabetes?
Ginger, you still with us?
But yes. You can't hear me?
Yeah.
I lost, because of being so sick, I lost about 70 pounds since June.
But do you have diabetes?
And now I don't need so much insulin anymore.
But
yes,
you
she
do
does.
Have diabetes.
She does, Doc, yes.
Okay, yeah. So I would also throw in, because you have a history of diabetes, okay, we have the Sweeties. It's called Sweeties. Go ahead and take two or three of those twice a day. I do that. I don't have diabetes, but I take two or three of those twice a day, and that keeps me controlled.
How many pills do you take a day, Doc?
Oh, gosh. I take at least, I think, over 100 tablets and pills and capsules a day.
Throughout the day?
Yeah, well, half at breakfast, half at dinner time.
You must be there for 2 hours.
but I kind of eat them and take them as I'm eating my meals. And so I use that time wisely. I'm eating food and taking my capsules and tablets and my liquids at the same time.
So back to Ginger, who wants to regenerate that other kidney.
Yeah, well, here's again where she wants to take the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Take three of those twice a day. They will help the kidney start functioning again. It works miracles. I've had people where their kidneys are just flat. Nothing's happening. You get on the Ultimate Daily Classic, and within a couple of days, the kidney starts working. Within a couple of weeks, they're able to get off their medication and so forth. And it's one of those things where they go in and they have to get dialysis and all this kind of stuff. And we can get them off of dialysis with this program.
I like your Immortellium.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Immortellium is very good. And, of course, it was designed as our big, heavy-duty multiple. And I take three of those twice a day. my two programs. I go through that big jar in a month, and I'll take three of those twice a day, the Martellium.
When you travel, you must bring hundreds of supplements.
Well, what I do is when I travel, I say 80 to 90% of the time I'm going to places that I always go to, and so I send a supply of stuff.
Oh, you ship it?
I ship it ahead, and then if I'm going to someplace new, I'll take a couple of, if I'm going to be there for, say, 3 or 4 days, I'll take a week's worth of the supplements with me so I can take them on my way there, take them while I'm there, and take them on my way back. And so, but I do plan so I don't have to take 100 bottles with me every time I leave.
What is Synaptive for?
Okay, Synaptive helps your brain and your spinal cord and your nerves. They're not one big long cell. They're a bunch of cells, you know, head to tail, head to tail, head to tail. And the space in between the one and the other one is called synapse. And Synaptive is a special chemicals that are required by the nerves to have good, very good connections.
All right, Tom, you have a final text and tweet for Doc? What do
you
have?
Sure do. Carrie in Westlake, Texas, Doc. She'd like you to explain why wheat is bad. She says she was told it contains protein, B vitamins, and fiber.
That's true, but it also contains gluten. Gluten destroys the lining of your intestines, so you cannot efficiently absorb nutrients, whether it's proteins, vitamins, amino acids, essential fatty acids. Gluten has killed more people than bullets. Okay,
you've
got to get over it. Get over gluten. You can eat. The Chinese are kind of interesting. In the north, their people eat wheat, and in the south, they eat rice. In the south, they live 10, 12 years longer than the ones in the north.
It's because of the rice, right?
It's because they're eating rice, no gluten in rice.
First-time caller Keith in Florida, welcome to the show. Hi, Keith.
Yeah, hi there, George, Dr. Ben, first-time caller to your show. I did call a long, long time ago to Art Bell. You're my favorite.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yeah, mainly calling about a health issue. I do have some special connection with you, George, from Detroit, which I could bring up when you do open phones sometime.
All right, love to hear it.
Oh, it's an amazing story. Southfield, Oak Park, memories, and also in Go Lions, where they look good. And also something incredible happened then, but I'll save that for when you do those open phones. I'll try
all
to
right.
get it.
We've got open lines Friday, as a matter of fact.
Oh, great. Anyway, I'm fighting cancer.
What kind, time. Keith? What kind?
Tumor. I have a tumor in the colon. It's got to come out. I'm lined up with allegedly one of the most popular hospitals in the nation in Tampa. I'm based ready and waiting for them to let me come in, but they're kind of they're so popular they have me wait until the end of the month. I'm going to try to move it up. So they're going to, they specialize in cancer, this hospital, and they're going to obviously, one, remove the tumor immediately. That's the first, I just had a colonoscopy a few weeks back, has to come out. And I had it done a few years back. I had a tumor in there also, was removed. Then they're going to check my stomach. I kind of dread that, the CT scan, PET scan, see what's going on there. Then, of course, treatments after all that. And I did have some chemo treatments recently within the year. And something went wrong with that treatment center down here. I'm in Central Florida, by the way. I'm between, like, Orlando and Tampa near Disney World. And and a shout out to Cornelius. So I know he's had very inspirational medical battles. I'm kind of along those lines.
All right. Well, hold on for 1 second, Keith, because after your surgery, Doc, what do you recommend he uses to stay strong?
Okay. Well, after the surgery, his immune system is very important. So again, he needs to get rid of all the bad stuff that's going to suppress the immune system. And cause bad chemicals to happen. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils. No gluten, no wheat, brown rice, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. And then big guy like him, he needs to take two healthy brain and heart packs per month. he needs to take the I go ahead and take the killer biotic, take three of those twice a day. That's going to help him support his immune system. He needs to also take the I go ahead and take the collagen peptides. That's going to help him with his immune system. Take three of those twice a day. And he needs to take more of the just the minerals, the plant-derived minerals. You could take a dose of those two or three times a day, an ounce two or three times a day. I do that. And they're liquid. They taste very nice. And that they support your immune system. I have some great stories where people were in comas, and we were just rubbing the minerals on their skin, and in just a day and a half, and they were in a coma for 2.5 months, and just rubbing the minerals on their skin for a day and a half, they woke up, shaved, and went back to work. Okay. And so the liquid minerals is a great way to, so you're not having to take 200 pills a day. In addition to the 90 essential nutrients to support your immune system, go ahead and get the liquid plant-derived minerals. A big guy like him, he could take an ounce or 2 ounces, you know, kind of a half a teacup in the morning, at lunch, and at afternoon on his chest, his upper belly and lower belly, and then do the same thing on his back. We have some great stories. The next time I'm on, I'll tell some of those stories about just rubbing the plant minerals on people who the hospital had called the family and said, you better get here, so-and-so's only going to live another couple of hours. We rubbed the minerals on them, and a day and a half they wake up, shave, go back to work. And this guy's a pastor, and he's going around the world lecturing for the last 10, 12 years, telling his story how the plant minerals, God's medicine helped him.
How's MZ doing, owner of KSCO, our affiliate in Santa Cruz, California?
Yeah, well, MZ is just working hard, and I just talked with him yesterday, you know, reminding him that I'm going to be on with you and so forth. And so he's working hard, and we've been working together for over 20 years.
Great affiliate for us up there.
Yes.
He does a great job. Doc, we're almost out of time. People go to criticalhealthnews.com. They can, as Ben tells us, they can send you emails.
Yeah, they can send me emails to, you know, just the company. You have the telephone numbers and all that kind of stuff.
Do you get inundated with emails?
I do, but I don't have to deal with them all myself personally. And so most of them, I'd say 75%, our staff can deal with them because people just want to get the best price. You know, if I buy 10 of something, do I get a discount? And, of course, you do. If you buy 10 of everything, you get a discount. And, of course, you're buying at wholesale to begin with. And then if you buy 10 of anything, you get below wholesale prices.
You get a great deal there. Doc, we'll talk to you in 6 weeks, my friend, as we roll into 2024. In 3 weeks, pharmacist Ben Fuchs will be with us. Again, the website's criticalhealthnews.com. The toll-free number is 1-855-949-7234. Up next, we're going to be searching for Planet X.